Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is Chris Broussard and Kerry Rhodes. He's in for Rob Parker, as you just heard. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios, The Odd Couple. And we want all you guys out there to test your skills with Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit PrizePicks.com/odd100. And use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Also, if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? We think so. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Kerry Rhodes, before we get into this next topic, what have you been up to, man? I said last hour you're a Renaissance man. Mm-hmm. You do music, you do acting, all of that. So what have you been up to outside of the world of sports?
Well, it's been a little slow, actually. We just kicked it back off now with the strike being over. So I've been back in the auditioning world and had some really big ones that popped up that I had to get complete actually the last couple of days, and a couple of leads for some Netflix shows possibly. So we're going to put some good energy into the air for that one. And you know, the music, obviously I released a single that called Workout that dropped about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, still doing really well on the stream and in the streaming world. And so, yeah, man, I've been really just that, getting back to doing a lot more radio as well. So I've been around, man. It's been pretty slow, but now it's picking back up. So it's been fun.
Good, man. Good. Well, we support all your endeavors. And we, of course, are glad to have you here with us on The Odd Couple.
I appreciate it.
And I know you love basketball. Were a great player in high school.
Yep.
That's word on the streets. Yeah. That's the word. I heard it from you, but still, that's the word on the streets.
You could have just left it word on the street. It sounded a little better.
No, but let me ask you this. So we of course, all know the NBA had its first in-season tournament. LeBron James led the L.A. Lakers to the championship.
Yeah.
He was the MVP. Now, obviously, you know, people might be confused. AD was phenomenal, 41 points, 20 rebounds, four blocks in the final. But the MVP was for the entire tournament.
Right.
And LeBron was the MVP for the tournament. AD would have gotten it just for that game. And LeBron, of course, in his 20th year, we have never, ever seen a player be this good for this long.
Right.
About to be 39 years old later this month. In his 21st season, as I said, numbers, he's still a top five player in the NBA. And I personally think Michael Jordan is the GOAT. I think LeBron's number two. And first, you can share where you're at on the GOAT discussion. But what I want to ask you to share after, you know, you say who you think is the GOAT,
yeah,
is how much of a factor should LeBron's longevity be in the discussion? Because there's no debate about the longevity.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the best player we've ever seen for this long, and he's got Jordan beat on the longevity. But my question is, how much of a factor should that be in any GOAT debate?
Well, I think my GOAT is I'm a Jordan guy as well. Definitely appreciate what LeBron has done, though. And I think he obviously catches a lot of slack, but I think a lot of the slack that he catches is on him, because he puts so much onus on being called the GOAT, right? And
right,
being called the best player they ever played a game. And I think that comes with a little bit of a negative connotation to it. But I am a Jordan guy. But I will say, I think the longevity actually hurts him, because the numbers that he's getting and the numbers that he's compiling, obviously they won't be touched. I mean, obviously, if you look at it from a perspective of what the numbers – how the numbers look and how they'll hold up because of the longevity, obviously that helps. But
right,
when it comes to the debate of being the GOAT, I don't think it's really based off the longevity, because we can see the eye test and we think, you know, who we think is the best and whatever the case may be, and we can see that. I don't think the longevity actually aids or helps that. I just think for him, it's been one of those things where we can see him, speaking about LeBron, and say, he's great, but he's not going to get any more great because of the time he plays. We already know he's great.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I just think that when we talk about the GOATs,
mm-hmm,
I think your peak
exactly
in your career outweighs your longevity.
Yes.
As long as the peak is, you know, a relatively long amount of time, right?
Right.
And so, like, in football, I mean, Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher.
Yes.
And he was a great running back and is obviously one of the greatest of all time.
Right.
But I don't think most people, I know there's some, but I don't think most people consider him the absolute best running back ever.
I don't think any player that played in that time would say that. And I'm going out on the limb by saying that. I haven't heard that, but
right,
I would look at him, and obviously you can appreciate the greatness, but the longevity did help him.
Yep.
But you would never say, well, outside of Dallas, probably, I don't think you'd right say he's the best running back ever. No,
I agree. I mean, whether it's Eric Dickerson, whether it's Barry Sanders, Walter Payton,
right?
You know, there are a lot of guys or a good number of guys that a lot of people would put ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
I think in baseball, Hank Aaron, you know, until Barry Bonds broke his record, was the home run king.
Mm-hmm.
But Hank never hit 50 in a year,
right?
And so, again, I'm not saying a guy that hit 50 once or twice but didn't have 400 or 500 career homers would be viewed as better than him.
Right.
But I think up till Barry Bonds, I mean, people still tended to consider Babe Ruth just because of the, you know, hitting 60 in a year and things like that. And now Barry Bonds, like, even if you consider Hank Aaron the best home run hitter, I don't think anybody's ever viewed him, again, as the greatest baseball player ever.
Right.
You know, even though he had this incredible longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And even Tom Brady, I think, obviously he's viewed as the GOAT, but it's because of his rings.
Exactly.
Right? It's not because he just played so long. If he hadn't won, I mean, Drew Brees played a long time.
Yes.
And he's not considered, you know, the second best or anything like that. So I agree with you. And I actually think, look, obviously, like you said, he's going to have the scoring record,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
as far as total points.
Yep.
He's going to be in the top five in assists. Mm-hmm. He already is, I believe.
He is, yeah.
So he's going to have the accumulative numbers, right? The counting stats.
Right.
But there also is a point where the longevity can hurt, and here's where that is. And it's, you know, Kerry, it's more than rings. It's not just, oh, Jordan has six, LeBron has four, that settles it. No,
yeah,
it's a lot of other factors, stats, teammates, the whole nine yards.
Right.
But Jordan did win six rings in 15 years.
Right.
And right now, LeBron's got four rings in 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? And it could be 21 if they don't win it this year. At some point, I mean, if he plays 23 years and has four rings, that's not winning a lot.
Exactly.
You know, right? Especially yeah. compared to Jordan. Jordan, literally 6 and 15 years, he was winning one every 2.5 years.
Right.
LeBron is winning one at right now every 5 years. And so that's a huge difference. And I think, to me, one of the factors in the debate is the dominance.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, remember when LeBron was in the East with Miami and then Cleveland, going back to Cleveland, mm-hmm. and went to 10 straight, or I'm sorry, went to, 8 straight NBA finals.
Yeah.
Like, he had the Eastern Conference on lock,
yes,
right? But obviously not the West, because he kept losing.
Right.
Jordan locked down the whole league like that.
Yes.
Like, for those 6 years Jordan won it, it was like guys in both conferences knew, man, we giving it our best shot, but, man, ain't nobody going to beat him.
I mean, take into account the record in the finals, right? So, Jordan 6-0, LeBron 4-7?
Yep. 4-6.
Yep. Yeah.
4-6.
So, yep. You take that into account, but you also take into account the, like, what you just said, right? Jordan had it on lock. The 3 years they won it before, in 91, 92, 93,
yep.
He takes the break off 94, 95. They don't win. And he comes right back and they win 96, right. 97, 98. Like, it's just, it speaks for itself there.
No doubt. I mean, like I said, LeBron locked down a conference.
Yep.
Jordan locked down the whole league.
Yeah.
And I think that is a big part of it. I also say this, Kerry, and I was one, and I stand by this, when LeBron went to Miami, I didn't kill him. You know, I was one of the few in the national media that wasn't criticizing him. I did the same thing with Durant when he went to Golden State. I was one of the few that wasn't killing him.
Yeah.
But I will say this. So I don't hold that against LeBron. But I will say this. If you and me roll up to a park and we just gonna hoop, right? Open run or whatever.
Oh, I'm gonna beat you, Chris, right now.
I give you that. Teammates.
Right. We're on the same
together.
Team. Okay, cool.
Right, we roll up together. And now if we stand there and watch for about 30 minutes and we see who the best, other three best players are, right?
Yeah.
And they lose, so we pick them. Mm-hmm. We pick three great guys from the teams that lost.
Yeah.
And then we get on the court and we dominate for the next 2 hours. That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't think that's as impressive as if me and you roll up to the park and we just like, just give us three. Just whoever, yeah. whatever three want to run.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we run we own it for the next 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Jordan took the hand that was dealt
mm-hmm.
and dominated. LeBron did, we got to admit, he did pick two of the other greatest players in the league
mm-hmm.
and then they dominated.
Yeah. You know what? Yes, 100% right. I like that. I like that analogy too. I think also we live in an age where, yes, we could obviously see that that was the case for LeBron and that team. They all wanted to go play together. They made that happen. We don't know if, and I don't know this, but, you know, behind the scenes, was Jordan in those conversations of bringing Rodman there, bringing Kukoc there? I don't think the Kukoc one, because I think they had
they were against Kukoc
coming.
Him
yeah.
and Pippen, yeah.
Yeah, but just now, like adding those players to the mix. I mean, this, you look at that team, I mean, there's three Hall of Famers on that team.
Yep.
And Kukoc is a Hall of Famer too, right? Is that four?
He might be because of the international.
Yes, exactly. So you think about that. So he had players. I just don't know if he went about it the way that LeBron did, which makes it
frowned upon. Yeah, Kukoc is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Point. So you can break it down that way, but also you talk about the numbers and the longevity, right? Just from numbers standpoint, the game's different too. I mean, the scores of that time was, it'd be in the high 80s, the low 90s, and Jordan would have 35.
30. Right.
Where this one, it's so wide open. I mean, LeBron's going to average 30, but it's a different style of basketball. It's so wide open. It's so easier to score. And I don't know if LeBron would have scored as easy in that time, just the way of the style of play. And I know the old guys like to talk about the style of play, but I mean, just right. I'm not saying he couldn't play. He would be great in that era, but the scoring would be a little different, I think.
To your point, when Jordan scored 45 points in game six of the 98 NBA Finals.
And they had, what, 70, 80 points?
I'm looking it up. Let's see. The final score was 87-86.
Exactly.
That's, of course, when he hit the big jumper. Right. And he had 45 points out of 87. Yeah. I mean, and, nah, you're right. And, Kerry, and you know this as a guy that played the game.
Yeah.
It and look, you don't even have to take my word. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic have all said it is easier to score in the NBA yes. than it is international.
Yeah.
And you can watch it. Like, LeBron's not the only one putting up great numbers. Durant at 35 is still putting up huge numbers.
Yep.
You got six players averaging 30 or more points, which is virtually unheard of
right.
in the NBA except for the last few years or going way back. And so I think with the floor spread out, Kerry, mm-hmm. you know this.
Yeah.
When the floor is spread out, it's easier to beat your man and get to the hoop. And really it's because the teams want to run you off the three-point line.
Right.
They don't want you taking the three. They want to run you off the three or they want to protect the rim. And so they're kind of giving you that mid-range shot.
Yep.
You know, not giving it, but that's the shot they want you
they
to take.
They prefer it, yes.
And they, right, and yep. they'll contest to the best they can, but they want you to take it.
Yep.
And so a mid-range assassin like a Durant or a Devin Booker, I mean, they're just having a feast.
Yes.
And then even if you get to the rim, it's like one defender, maybe two there. Kerry, you know, even when you played in high school, mm-hmm. when I played in high school, mm-hmm. you get in the paint, it's 6-7 bodies.
Oh, you're getting beat up.
Right? Some of your own teammates, but also the defense. Like, you had to know how to finish back then in traffic. And now teams are like, I don't want a big man to post up because he's clogging up the lane. Exactly. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, I'm clogging up the lane. It's one dude.
Like, exactly.
And so I agree with you. It is so easy for these skilled, you know, guys that are so skilled yeah. to score today. That does have to be taken into account. But it's interesting because LeBron is somewhat doing like a Wilt Chamberlain mm-hmm. in that he's going to own the record books to a large degree, mm-hmm. him and Wilt. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot due to the longevity. But Wilt, you know, is held against him. He only won two rings in 13 years, whereas Russell was winning all of the yeah. championships.
Yeah.
And if LeBron doesn't win anymore, it will be, you know, he has all the individual records, but didn't really do a lot of winning to have played that long as far as championships. And that's where it could work against him. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're not really trying to have a GOAT debate, but what we do want to ask you is how much should the longevity of LeBron, or how much does the longevity of LeBron James, which is unmatched, how much does or should that weigh into the GOAT debate with Michael Jordan? Your thoughts next. It's Chris and Kerry, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. How much should LeBron's longevity matter or factor into the GOAT debate when it comes to him versus Michael Jordan? Your thoughts.
We got Chris from Tucson. You're calling in with the Odd Couple.
Hey, guys. Kerry, Chris, great topic as always.
Thank you.
Love the show. Listen, guys, I wish we could just change the way this conversation is with LeBron and Michael. Chris, you know, Kerry, you know, and I know, Jordan's got 8 rings. The Rockets were a rental. If we could just put a little asterisk next to that 94-95 season and change our ways of thinking and go, Michael Jordan really won 8 in 15 years, conversation over.
Yeah.
Am I on an island here, fellas? Am I missing something?
Well, look, I do think he would have won those 2 years. I think the question, Kerry, it's hard for me to imagine, though, he would have stayed 8 straight years to win it. You know what I mean? Like, he may have retired at some point, maybe come back. But that you talk about taxing.
Exactly.
8 straight years winning it. I mean, that it's one thing to lose it. Like, LeBron lost several when he went 8 straight times.
Yeah.
And so you're still, you know what I mean? The motivation is like, man, I got to get back and win it. Or he was chasing Jordan, but to win 8 straight.
But, guys, I mean, and to your point real quick, I think one of you said 4 championships in 22 years. That's not as impressive.
Yeah.
The bottom line is Jordan is such a freak. You guys know this. 8 in 15 was really possible. And it just further just cements.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because he really had Kerry. Yeah. He really, remember his second year he was hurt.
Yep.
Came back 17 games he played. Then the year he played baseball, or the, you know, the second year he played baseball, came back, played about 18 games.
Yep.
So he really had 13 full seasons in the league and only 11 with the Bulls. Think about that. And he won 6 championships in those 11 full seasons.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. That's what people tend to forget, though. He had those couple years in Washington. So, yeah, it's only 11 in Chicago. That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We got Sean from Oregon. You're on with the Odd Couple. What's up, man?
Hey, I love this conversation, you guys. And I got to push back a little bit because, you know, in all those years, you know, Michael Jordan never even sniffed a conference championship without Phil Jackson. Mm. And I looked at you guys talk about cast of characters. You know, you can't even name some of the coaches that LBJ went to the finals with. It's been crazy. I think years from now, we're going to look back and just think of what we got to see in our lifetime to watch the two of these guys, you know, and this even conversation. And, you know, think if LBJ had a young Phil Jackson or somebody like that his whole life. You know, he didn't grow up, you know, playing for North Carolina and great coaches.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's the coaches he went to the finals with. Mike Brown,
yep.
Who's a good coach.
Ty Lue.
Sacramento. None of them are Phil Jackson, but Ty Lue, right?
Yep.
Eric Spoelstra.
Yep.
Frank Vogel. And then there was the guy, his first year in Cleveland from overseas. I can't even remember
Yeah, I can't
his
remember
name.
His name. I know you're talking about, though. Yeah, right. Black,
but
Black.
I do think this, and this is a good point by the caller. I think one of the – we're nitpicking, right? Yeah. But I think one of the advantages Jordan had over LeBron is that LeBron was so ball dominant early in his career, or really through most of his career, through his prime. And I think it's tougher to win when you're ball dominant like that. And I think had LeBron had maybe a Phil Jackson or a coach, I mean, and the coaches in Cleveland, I've talked to them. They were like, look, we tried to run different equal opportunity offenses. And what would happen is they didn't have much talent. And the ball would end up in Anders and Varejao's hands at the end of the shot clock, and he's got to do something. LeBron's on the other side of the court. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they said, look, let's just put it in his hands and let him create. And he was good enough to get them deep into the playoffs or to the finals. But had he played in a more, you know, egalitarian system early on, he wouldn't have been as ball dominant. And I think he may have won more, because I think, Kerry, you know, if you can do, like, LeBron always was able to have one star teammate, and then the third star would kind of become like a role player.
Exactly.
Whether it was Kevin Love or Chris Bosh, and that's because LeBron dominated, and then Dwayne or Kerry or Kyrie Irving dominated the ball.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't much room for that third guy, right?
Right. And that was the hard part with playing with him, right? Like that third guy is the guy that's kind of the odd man out and has to take a back seat. So, yeah, I mean, I know we talk about a lot of guys wanting to play with him. I think role players want to play with him, but not star players.
Right. Maybe if you're one star, like AD or AD doesn't need the ball, but the next star, you're going to become a role player.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling and Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. And Kerry Rose, this may be the first time you've played this game, so I'll break it down for you real quick,
all right? Yes, sir.
If you like the story that I read, you agree with it, you hit a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if you don't, they go ahead and troll that thing.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right, Chris Broussard, show them how it's done, all right? The Phoenix Suns were touted as a super team this offseason after adding Bradley Beal to a core built on Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. This season, though, Beal's only played three games due to injury management. Now, like you just heard in the update, Kevin Durant's sitting out tonight, which means, guess what? We still haven't seen all three together at the same time. Chris, trolling or rolling, the Suns have too many injury concerns to be a legit title contender.
I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I do think they have, obviously, tons of injury concerns, but I'm tripped up over one word, contender. I think they're a contender. If you said too many injury concerns to be a title favorite, then I would have trolled it. But I'm going to roll with, or I think I may have gotten it mixed up, but I think they are a legit contender, but I don't think they'll reach the finals, but they're certainly a contender in my book.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one, Chris. I think we're rolling here.
They see me rolling.
Yeah, I think it sounds nice to have Beal and Booker and KD on the same team, right? But they haven't played, and I don't think they ever will get that rhythm together. Obviously, the way they play, it could fit together and go well, but they just I saw Bill play a lot in Washington last year because you know I'm a Porzingis fan, and he just I think he's lost a step, and he's not the same guy that we thought that the pairing was going to have this year. So I'm definitely rolling on it.
Trolling and rolling. A couple of Fox Sports Radio. The brotherly shove has been a play that's been discussed all season long, and now it seems that the owners will be discussing it as well. Albert Breer reports that the NFL will meet regarding health and safety protocols, and the tush-push will be discussed along with hip drop tackles and split flow blocking. This is the first time the brotherly shove has been on the health and safety agenda. Chris, trolling or rolling, the league will ban the brotherly shove because it's too dangerous.
That's a good one. I'm going to troll it, and I might be wrong.
Man.
This might be wishful thinking.
Hey.
I don't want them to ban it. I mean, I haven't seen, you know, I mean, Philadelphia does it. They don't get injured. I think if they were going to ban it, it should be because it's just unstoppable, but it's only unstoppable for the Eagles. And so I like it, but I'm a troll at probably wishful thinking because I think they might end up getting rid of it.
Yeah, I think I'm a troll that as well.
Man. Hey.
Yeah, there's a level of obviously you want to make sure you take care of the players, and I think that's been on the forefront of everybody, especially just, you know, trying to ban the hip drop tackle, yeah, and all the different things that are in play there. I just don't like the play. and so there's a little bit of disdain with me on that as well. But, yeah, I'm trolling it too.
Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Al Michael has been broadcasting since what feels like the beginning of football, but it might be the end of an era.
Yeah.
He seems generally disinterested in some of the Thursday night games, which, to be fair, they generally stink. But now, Al is getting the boot from calling playoff games, which is a move he was not expecting. Chris, trolling or rolling, it's time for Al to hang him up.
I'm going to troll it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I would have been fine with them letting him finish the season. I mean, I don't want to make too big of a deal about it, but, you know, I like to see a legend like that kind of go out on his own time. Now, if he was, like, insistent on doing it next season, then I would have been like, nah, look, we're going to move on. But I wouldn't have been mad if they had just let him finish out this season because he's such a legend. Mm. I didn't think he was doing that bad of a job, but apparently I was in the minority.
Yeah, he was doing a bad job, Chris. I'm going to roll with this.
They see me rolling.
Yeah, no, he is a legend, though. I mean, obviously, Al Michaels is a legend. But, yeah, he seems disinterested. And, obviously, the games have been bad. But, yeah, it's time to move on. I think he's had a great career. But, yeah, it's time for some new blood there.
In fairness, a lot of the Thursday night games on.
Yeah, they've been bad.
I have on with the volume down because I'm doing the show. So,
so you haven't really heard him. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I hear some of the second half, but not the whole game. All right, Martin, Kerry, Martin was in your seat last night.
Oh, was he? Martin.
Yeah.
Martin, yeah, you know what?
Yeah, of course.
Kerry. Huh? Turn them headphones down.
No, you know I like it high. You know I like it high, baby. I got to hear myself.
I'll tell you, Chris. I'll go into the studio after Kerry, and I'll put those headphones on, and I mean, he blows me out of the water, man.
What is up with that, Kerry? So you just
I like this.
You just like it loud?
I like the sound of my voice, man. It's okay. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but yeah, I like to hear it. I'm such a sound guy, so yeah, I need to hear it.
You know what, man?
Right.
I'm happy my boy got his own headphones. He was out there borrowing with headphones, and I had to tell him.
He did.
When you play football, did you borrow a helmet?
He did.
No. Now that you're a radio host, get your own can.
Yes, he did.
He did it. Now he just turned them up too loud.
All right. That's our man, Martin Weiss. Check him out every Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific, here on the Fox Sports Radio, the Martin and VJ Show. That's Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, Zach Wilson looked good on Sunday. More of that to come. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Kerry, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Jaylen Brown on the wing against Jared Allen. Left-hand dribble. Attacks. Double team coming, so he pulls it back out. Finds Tatum. 11 on the shot clock. Tatum straight away. Blows by Garland. Steps to his right. Three in the air. Got it.
All right. That was the Progressive play of the day. We're, of course, brought to you by Progressive. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV and more, all of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Chris Broussard, Kerry Rhodes is in for Rob Parker as the Odd Couple wraps up a Trash Talking Tuesday. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And Kerry, word is that you are a Zach Wilson fan.
I am.
I don't know if that's because that's your former team, the Jets, or what, but a simple question.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw him on Sunday. He looked good. I mean, he had his best game of the year.
Yep.
301 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, 117.9 passer rating.
Yeah.
Beat Houston in an upset. Simple question. Should the Jets bring him back next season?
Ooh, yes, but I think so. I thought he was some justified criticism, obviously,
yes.
but way too much of the criticism on his shoulders and the way that he was playing. I mean, if you looked at that team and thought that anybody being underneath center would have made them better, I'm including Aaron Rodgers here. The way that O-line has played and the way that they're...
What about the quick release and all that?
It doesn't matter. The way you saw the quick release in that first game, right?
I'm not
blaming that on that, but just the protection, right? So it doesn't matter. I mean, the way that O-line was playing and the way the skill position players were playing as well. So it just was... And the zero creativity in the play calling as well. I mean, all of it was bad. So I just thought it was too much criticism on him. And so for him to go out there and just wing it and have fun and be loose, we got to see a glimpse of what he could be and what people thought he was.
This is what I'm thinking with Zach Wilson. Let's just assume for the sake of discussion that he's very good these next four games, these last four games of the season. Plays, you know, similar in the ballpark of what he did on Sunday. My thought is that I would be like, okay, he played well enough for somebody to want him. So let's trade him.
For sure.
You know, and here's why I say that. 'Cause you know, there is something to be said for, wow, if he really plays well these last five games, including the one on Sunday, then why not keep him, let him learn for another year behind Aaron Rodgers, and then he's your starter going forward?
Yeah.
Here's my problem with that, though. If he plays well these next four games, then sits on the bench all of next season, and let's say for sake of argument, they get to the playoffs with Rodgers, he looks good, and they lose the first game.
Yeah.
Then you hand it over, Rodgers retires, you hand it over to Zach. Are we sure he's going to be good? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Because the bulk of his time, he would have not been very good. And on top of that, Kerry, I got to figure, it'll be about time to pay him something, right? Yeah. It'll be in his fifth year.
For sure.
So I just think there will be a lot of questions. And I'm thinking maybe if he plays well, you get something for him. And then maybe you draft a quarterback this year that can back up Aaron Rodgers and learn from him.
Well, I think the other part of this to the equation of this story is Zach Wilson may be done wanting to play for the Jets as well. I mean, the up
he
and
probably
down.
Probably is.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so, like,
right,
the
right.
All this, you know, all the stories about that and what it can be. I mean, we're leaving out the fact that he may want to be out of New York and have a chance somewhere else too. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a player that came into this league looking to be a star. I mean, he was a guy that should be, you know, he got drafted as a star player. So he's used to playing, used to contributing. He's not just going to want to sit around and hold a clipboard forever either. So I think that's part of the equation as well.
I do think that the best chance for him to, like, you know, become a good player, like a friend, a starter, a good starting quarterback is elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there's been so much negativity here. And you know how tough New York is. A young kid, a young quarterback. He was arrogant. I think he's, you know, had a good attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's probably been so bad that, yeah, I agree. And deep down inside, he probably would like to move on. And I think that would be his best chance. Now, here's the problem for the Jets. If they trade him and he does go somewhere and become, like, good, you know what I mean?
It'll, yes.
And unless they get, you know, they get lucky in the draft and they get a guy that's better. But it would be a disaster for the Jets. Do you see, because I don't really feel like I see enough to think he'll ever be like a really, really great quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you see stuff there to tell you that?
Yes, I see stuff there, but it's been bad. It looks, you could tell he's a shell of himself. You can tell he's not confident. You can tell he's thinking about everything on the field.
Right.
We saw last week he did not do that. I actually watched that game and he was just making throws because his arm talent, his being able to get out of the pocket and make things happen, his improvisation stuff, it looks really good when he did it that way. And so I just hope he can unleash that and do it and have some confidence about himself, because that's why he got drafted, you know, in the top five as
right.
coming in.
Right. Now, look, it'd be nice. You know, he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not shedding any tears for him. He's been handsomely, you know,
yeah, he's fine.
Rewarded for it, right? Yeah. But, yeah, I think a new start elsewhere would be good for him. Kerry Rhodes, awesome stuff, man. You were fantastic.
I appreciate you, man.
You filling in. We'll do it again.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.